Ms. Barbara Ray is on with us. Barbara, are you there?
Yes. Good morning.
I'm sure you remember 9/11, and you probably remember exactly where you were when you heard the news.
You know, oddly enough, I do. I thought of that. I was in the bedroom changing sheets, and I had the TV on in the bedroom, and the news came across. And it's a somber day, but many people in the gardening community planted trees to remember 9/11.
Oh, those are probably some pretty big trees now, some of them.
Yes. It was a way of trying to pay tribute to those that were lost, planting something that was growing and would continue growing for years.
Exactly. Well, Barbara, I appreciate you being on with us today, and we've had a nice run of nice weather, and I hope people have been outside. I've seen lots of good produce.
Oh, yes. I was picking my second crop of zucchini just this past week and thinking about making zucchini bread.
Ah.
There's so many things. There's still time to get some cold crops in at this late date. You can plant, it's going to be mostly the leafy greens like kale, lettuces, spinach, those crops. There's still enough time, and it takes about 45 days from the time you put the seed in the ground to harvest on zucchini. And we have to consider we're almost in mid-September, and here in Marshall County, we can have a light frost in early October, and our killing frost comes in November, and you start counting back. That's why it's important to look on that seed package and look at when your seeds will mature and when they'll set fruit and have the produce for you to harvest. But you can have some wonderful lettuce, spinach, beet top in salads are colorful, and there's still time that most avid gardeners are not giving up. They're starting their second little crop now.
Okay. And what about planting grass? I know a lot of people like to do that in the fall, but I wouldn't know when you would actually do that, because like you say, we've got a frost that could be here in another month. So any tips on that?
Yes, you want, when you plant grass seed, the average grass seed takes about 21 days to germinate. That means a tiny little shoot. You need to give it some protection. And an annual rye is a rye grass that comes up in about a week. It will protect those seeds, keep them from washing if we get a heavy rain. And they'll also, it will not come back in the spring, just your grass seed that you're protecting with this annual rye. And it's a good thing if you have spots in your yard right now to start some, but mix in, annual rye is very inexpensive, but it will give your garden grass seed, it'll give it protection from if we have a really hot day, or if we have a really rainy day, it'll keep it'll protect your seeds and keep it from washing away. So add annual rye to your grass mix.
Okay. Now, usually, the rye grass is usually price wise is the most affordable too. So that's good.
Yes, it is, and it will give you a little instant green on your bare spots. Is sometimes I use it if I've got a spot or I've changed the shape of a flower bed. I'll just you can mow over it and have it looking nice in your yard, but it'll be down there protecting your little seedlings until they can get established.
All right, so I'll look for that as well. And then weeding, is it a good time to do that?
We have to be diligent about pulling the weeds. It seems like our vegetables and our flowers take so much time to, it seems we fight to get them to germinate, but weed seeds, you look at the head of that seed and it'll have a tremendous amount of seeds in it, but pull those weeds out, and now is a wonderful time to apply a mulch, and it will protect your plants in the winter. And this is a good time. You can be in the garden with an 80-degree temperature. You can enjoy being outdoors, and the work is not as stressful and harm on your body. And this is a good time to mulch. And I'm often asked about what to use for mulch. And mulch is what the preference of the gardener likes. You can get cedar chips, wood chips, ground bark. Some people use sawdust because it's readily available in our community and it will keep down weeds. Weeding is one of the jobs that I do not like, and followed by weed eating.
Exactly. It's kind of never ending, isn't it? The weeding. You could do that. You do that forever. It's like you say, though, it's too bad we can't enjoy weeds. Well, I think if we started trying to grow weeds, we couldn't.
That's true. But the difference between a flower and a weed is someone actually thinks it's pretty and wants to cultivate it.
That's a good point. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder, for sure. But I'm sure there are some weeds that were considered weeds that are important crops now over the years.
We're seeing a resurgence in the interest in growing herbs and having natural remedies for things that bother us. And we're seeing, goldenrod used to not be something that people wanted to grow. But if you're into the herbal remedies, this is something that it has a purpose. And I did a talk this past week for the hospital auxiliary, and they gifted me with a beautiful book on an encyclopedia of herbal remedies and what plants to grow, how to make tinctures and salves and poultices and teas, and I was very thrilled because they asked what was my interest, and I'm just looking forward to when it gets cool to looking at this book and planning my next year's garden, what I'll plant and what I'll be growing.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's get to a quick break, and then we'll come back and visit some more with Barbara Ray. If you have any questions, you can call us here at the station. We'll pass those questions along, 270-527-3102. We'll be back in just a moment.